My dear brethren, as the pilgrims set forth to the Holy Land, we live these coming few days in memory of the man who called us Muslims long before Muhammad was sent, of the man who is described as the friend of God, of the man whom God described as being an ummah, all in himself, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the man who paid tribute to the human mind, God's blessing to the human beings, by finding God through the utilization of his mind. When he did not believe in the idols his people worshipped, and looked at the universe, he saw the star, assumed it was God, but when it set, he said, "I do not like those that set." Then he looked at the moon. Then he looked at the sun and said, "This is bigger, it must be my Lord." But when he found that all those obeyed laws and rules, his mind asked, "Then who set those laws and made those rules?" And discovered Allah by his clarity of thought. And he believed, therefore, that his people were wrong as they worshipped the idols. And he was not a man to remain neutral between right and evil. So he had to confront. He confronted his own father. يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا يَا أَبَتِ لَا تَعْبُدِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ عَصِيًّا يا أبت إني أخاف أن يمسك عذاب من الرحمن فتكون للشيطان وليا. My dear father, how come you worship that which does not hear or see or be of any benefit to you? My dear father, I have been given knowledge you haven't been given, so follow me, I guide you to the right path. My father, don't worship the devil, because the devil is the enemy of God. My father, I fear for you that you become the devil's ally and the enemy of Allah. And he confronted the king, who thought that being a king meant that he was right. An example of those who believe that might makes right. And he challenged the king. And Ibrahim said, رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرُ. When Ibrahim said, "My Lord is the one who gives life and death," and the king brought two prisoners and killed one and spared the other, and said, "I give life and death." But then Ibrahim said, "My Lord is the one who brings the sun from the east, do bring the sun from the east, from the west." And the kafir was confounded. And he challenged the people, when he went and destroyed their idols. And they came and asked him, "Did you do that?" And he said, suppose the one who did it is the largest amongst them, go and ask them and see if they answer you. And then, as usual, and as happens even today, he was arrested and condemned by being put into the fire. And in that difficult crisis, the angel Gabriel goes to him, and the fire was blazing, and Gabriel asks him, do you have a need for anything? And the faithful Ibrahim said, a need? Not from you. Amma ilayka fala. It is from God only that I seek my need. And the man passed his first test when Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Allah said, you fire, be peace and coolness over Ibrahim. But this was not the final test. The second test came when Ibrahim took Hagar upon the insistence of his wife, Sarah. Being a barren and well into her menopause, and the feeling for the need of Ibrahim to a son, she insisted that he takes her maid. And the maid Hagar gave birth to Ishmael. And years later, God's plan was fulfilled under the pretext that Sarah insisted that she cannot anymore live with the maid and her son, and insisted that Ibrahim would take them to a far place, which he did. He took them to the desert in the Hijaz, in the site that long later on would have become the city of Mecca, and he left them there. It was known to him that this was God's order. It was not known to Sarah them what would happen to her and to the child. And their stores were depleted. And in agony, she kept running between the hills of Safa and Marwa. As the child lay thirsty and about to lose his life. But the nobility of motherhood was such that she never stopped roaming and running and fetching and searching until God's mercy was fulfilled and the well of Zamzam erupted and the boy lived to have a progeny crowned by Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And Ibrahim kept visiting them, and he was given his other test yet to come, the most difficult test of all, when he saw in his dream that he had to sacrifice his own son as a sacrificial slaughter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there was the example of the faithful father whose faith to Allah superseded his love to his only son, and the faith of the faithful son who surrendered to the will of Allah was more precious to him than life itself. قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. He said, my dear son, I see it in my dream that I am slaying you. See what you think. And the son said, Father, do as you are told, and you will find me, inshallah, amongst those who are patient. But God's mercy came to announce, Ibrahim, you have passed the test already. Don't slay your son. And the son was indeed replaced by the ram. And it was the ultimate declaration and the final declaration that in the religion of Allah there is no human sacrifice. And that to seek forgiveness, people do not need to sacrifice a human being. And that to seek forgiveness, Allah does not need to shed human blood anymore. But again, Ibrahim was rewarded by the sparing of the life of his son, and was further rewarded by his wife becoming pregnant and giving birth to Isaac. And Ibrahim was ordered to build the mosque, the Kaaba, the first mosque, and to call people to the season of pilgrimage since the time of Ibrahim and Ismail. And out of Isaac came the children of Israel and Moses and Jesus. But what happened after the times of Ibrahim? On the side of Isaac, the Jews trespassed. As soon as they were delivered under Moses, and Moses left them for audience with God, they went into a series of rebellions, making a golden calf and worshipping it, rebuking Moses, killing their own prophets that came after Moses, rejecting Jesus Christ, son of Mary, whom God sent in order to guide the lost sheep of Israel. But alas, what happened in the branch of Ishmael? The Arabs, long after Ibrahim and Ismail, transformed the pilgrimage. And instead of going to the house of God to worship the one and the only, they filled the Kaaba with idols and they worshipped them again. And they built a social system based on injustice. And they changed and forsook the religion of Islam. And when they went to worship, they circumvented the Kaaba naked. And the pilgrimage season became a season of merriment and booze and the drunkenness and sensuality. So both branches went astray. But God is oft forgiving and merciful. And came then the final message, the crowning prophethood, the eternal book, the Quran, and the Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam was sent, not to the children of Israel, not to the Christians, not to the Jahiliyyah Arabs, but mercy to all worlds and to all mankind.